Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M, so buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Morning all, up and Adam. Here we are on this Thursday morning, ready to rock and roll as per usual. Hello, MG.
Hello, Mickey. Massive night tonight for the NRL with the local derby or local derby, wherever you're from, whatever you say. Parramatta, the 0-3 Parramatta Eels, who are desperate for a victory, taking on last year's premiers, the mighty Penny Panthers. Can't wait to get there tonight.
It feels like there's a little bit of tremor in your voice. You're a little frightened of this one.
Yeah, you know what? Your instincts are very, very on the ball, because I am a little bit wary, because they welcome back Ryan Madison, who sat out the first three games because he didn't want to pay a $4,000 suspension fee. And he comes back tonight. And, look, Parramatta usually go good against Penrith. It's going to be a great game. Can't wait to get there.
A must win for the Eels.
Yes.
That's the thing. They're going to come to play. You'll get a game. You know that. Can I ask, did you get in trouble from your better half for any of the stories you told on yesterday's show? How about
she just said that I forgot half of it. She said, what are you saying? She said, you're a bullshit artist. You are. He said, what you do at home, what you say on radio, is you're 10 times worse than what you say.
It sounds like we should be interviewing her.
Oh, no. Please don't.
Would that go
well? She's in bed till 7:15 anyway, so she can't hear a thing we're saying at the moment.
So you could tell another story from your home life. What else?
You got another argument you guys have had? You know what I hate? I hate it when the tomato sauce bottle has all that gunk around it. No one wipes it off. It's just get the paper towel and wipe it off, please.
Somebody do something.
Crazy. Yeah, someone do. Do I have to do everything in this house? Come on.
Kat, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. Cannot complain. Having a great time.
Yeah, I learned a lot about you yesterday. You've seen ghosts.
I have, and I stand by it. And when I saw it, I was telling you guys yesterday, I woke up at about the age of 14 in the middle of the night. A ghost was manoeuvring around my shoes, and I was very nervous in the morning to present that at the breakfast table of my friends and family friends that were there. And my family friend said, oh, no, you're right.
Oh, wow.
This is known activity. So there is a ghost, apparently a lady that used to live there years and years ago, that died in the house and then her spirit's never left.
What? She likes to rearrange shoes.
That must have been her thing. Or whether it was just my shoes, I don't know.
So the ghost of Imelda Marcos.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Oh, I don't know.
So I would say it's either evil ghost or good ghost. I'd like to... If I saw a ghost, I'd like it to be a hot ghost, a sexy ghost.
Oh,
just to get rabbit.
Can you wake up going, ooh.
That was
there's a strange presence hovering over my doodle. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's funny you say that. The Chili Peppers, when they filmed Blood Sugar Sex Magic, they did it in that haunted house in LA that's a recording studio. And Anthony Kiedis had sex with the ghost that resides in there.
Far out.
And of course he did. Yeah.
So maybe you and him can, link stories.
Are you telling me he took that ghost from behind, or what happened? How was the ghost on top?
What did the ghost
say? Of course, Anthony kind of had sex with a ghost.
Of course he did.
Did the ghost have no top on as well?
You're talking about the Anthony Kiedis who was doing heroin at 10 years of age. That same one. Yeah, okay.
Sure, he's coming in. All right, let's leave it there, shall we?
I think so.
We're off to a flyer.
Titus O'Reilly will join us after 8 with some great sports stories. It's Mick and MG in the morning on Triple M. Tick-tack,
tick-tack. Checking the latest online. It's Mick Talk.
Scouring all the platforms, I came across this. I think it's good news. Potato producers say spuds are coming back.
Yay!
Which is great news, especially for the seagulls. I've been so worried about the seagulls, even though they've been taken out of business. Who could eat spare a hot chip for a seagull? Can't help you. Go get your own.
Yep.
But they are warning of future shortages. The national frozen chip shortage may be over, as potato farmers and factories kick into high gear to meet the demand for the easy-to-bake staples that's been missing from supermarkets for months. I was so happy. I, on my bed last night, I just stood there throwing potato gems into the air.
And catching
handfuls of potato gems into the air, and then just rolling around on my bed going, it's back! It's back!
Yeah, I did the same with hash browns. God. I'm a hash brown man. I love the hash browns.
You're a hash brown man?
Yeah.
How many of those can you woof?
Well cooked. So what I do, I get the ones from Macca's, and I bring them home and then put them in my fry pan and make them harder and hotter. And I can eat probably 12 of them.
Hang on a second. What, in one sitting?
Easy.
So most people know how many Weet-Bix can you eat. You're a how many
potato, hash brown man.
Hash browns for you. I'd love to see you woof a dozen. Do you put more than one in your mouth at the same time? You'd be like that ghost from Ghostbusters. No, you know, with all the all the cigars running around. Do you reckon this means that fish and chip shops will increase the minimum chips?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
It's, because and the maybe the wedge can come back. The wedge can come back too, because I was sick of the wedge. The wedge is just a fat chip. And in trouble times, you can't have a fat chip. It's taken the place of three French fries.
That's true.
So that had to go.
Do you like mashed potato?
I like mashed potato. It's got to be mashed properly, though. Any lumps and I'm out. Yeah, any lumps I'm out. I like a bit of onion in it.
Oh, so do I. Fried tomato.
Maybe a bit of gravy.
Yes.
I like KFC's potato and gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up and take my money.
And that was good gear. The coleslaw,
not so much.
Happy with the coleslaw.
What about the bread rolls?
Bread rolls, very sweet. Love them. Bread rolls with your potato and gravy.
Yes.
And, you know, if you could put that in a bathtub, I'd bathe in it.
Anything else on the menu you want to discuss?
Roast potatoes I like. Got to be crispy on the outside.
Yeah, same.
What else? How else do you do a potato? So if you were dropped behind enemy lines, you can only take one food, I'd take potato.
Yeah.
Because you could do it in so many ways.
So many ways. Scallops, yeah, you can make a scallop, potato scallop.
A potato scallop, check. Roast potato, check.
Check.
Potato gem, check. Wedge, check.
Shoestring.
Mash, check.
French fries.
Potato soup, check. Yes. Fries, yes. Well, my potato soup's a beauty. Potato and leek, hello. Have you noticed with soups, you like all the soups I like as otherwise all the vegetables I never eat? Yeah. Broccoli soup, yes, I'll have it. I like it. Leek, yes, I'll have it. Pumpkin, yes, I'll have it. Offer me any of those on a plate.
Are you and
I will tip it over and storm out of the room. So if you drop behind enemy lines, I'll put it to you, it's either potato or cheese.
Ooh.
Cheese, see if you've got... Cheese has got a lot of varieties there.
Yeah,
I love cheese. I love the thick biting, like the what's it called? Not the dark cheese. It's the stronger the better for mine.
Yeah, like a bit, bit of a bitey cheese. All right, I think we're done.
I'm reconsidering.
But I'm taking potatoes.